Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Akpobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. Hello, family. You're welcome to the 21st Century Business Podcast, and here we discuss valuable insights and strategies for business leaders looking out to maximize their time and productivity, and most importantly, aim for sustainability in business. I am your host, Akpobome Ejiro, and in today's episode, we're going to be looking at the power of delegation. First, it's important to understand that delegation is not just about assigning tasks. It's a cornerstone of effective leadership, staff training, and sustainable business management. So, to get started with this episode, we're going to have to address two questions. And the first question is delegation necessary? The big answer to that is yes, because you cannot be everywhere in the world, but your business should be everywhere in the world. The second question is, when is delegation necessary? Now, picture this. You are a business owner or a manager with a never-ending to-do list, and you find yourself stretched thin, struggling to keep up with deadlines and responsibilities. I want to believe, listening to me right now, you can actually relate, because you should have been in this position at one time or the other. Even now, you might even be in such state. You know, that's a sign that it's time for you to make some delegations. And delegation becomes necessary when you are juggling too many tasks, when you're facing projects beyond your expertise, or when you simply need to focus on high priority matters which lean towards growth or company expansion. However, it's important to note that delegation isn't just about, you know, lightening your workload. It's also about empowering your team. You know, when you delegate effectively, you're not just assigning tasks to people to get things done. You're providing opportunities for growth and development. You see, effective delegation is about matching the right task with the right people. You consider their skill, you consider their interest, and you consider their developmental goals. I mean, their developmental personal goals. And delegation is about you trusting your team to take ownership and definitely deliver results for the organization. Now, let's talk about how delegation can be effective in relation to staff training. When you delegate tasks to your team members, you're not just handing off work. You're providing them with hands-on learning experience or learning opportunities. Delegation is one of the most powerful forms of on-the-job training. It allows your team members to learn new skills, gain valuable experience, and build confidence in their abilities. You must understand that every single staff, every single person employed in your organization have inbuilt abilities that the organization might not even know about. You know, we hire people with paper, we hire people with word of mouth, but we don't care about who they actually are and what they can do, really. We just train them to fit a specific model, but we tend to extinguish their original build, which is the most valuable asset for us. So when you delegate, you actually help them to build confidence in their abilities, and they can release that capacity into your organization. effective delegation, it's going to help you foster a culture of trust and collaboration within your team. And when you trust your team members to handle important tasks, you're sending a clear message that you value their contributions and you believe in their capabilities. And this trust creates a positive feedback loop where team members feel motivated to excel and take on new challenges, you know, further enhancing their skill and capabilities. And just before we wrap up this episode, let's explore how delegation improves business management for sustainability. In today's fast-paced business environment, effective delegation is so essential for long-term success. The ability for you to distribute tasks, distribute responsibilities across your team, you're not only preventing burnout and exhaustion, but you're also building a resilient and adaptable organization. Delegation allows you to leverage the collective skills and expertise of your team, ensuring that no single person is indispensable. There is no Superman. Nobody is indispensable. And this mitigates the risk associated with key person dependency. And in doing this, you're creating a more agile and a more sustainable business model where everyone in your organization is empowered to take ownership and initiative. So at this point, you as a manager, you as a leader, as a CEO, as a founder, you are better positioned to navigate challenges, you're better positioned to seize opportunities, and you're better positioned to drive sustainable growth. Delegation is a very powerful tool for effective leadership, for staff training, and sustainable business management. And when you recognize how delegation is necessary, how you're able to match tasks with the right people, how you're able to foster a culture of trust and collaboration, you will actually be able to unleash the full potential of your team and position your business for long-term success. And this will be all for now in this particular episode. And I want to believe you're going to go back and review and implement most of the things that has been said in this episode. And feel free to go through other episodes as well, should any of them be in your interest. Thank you for tuning in to the 21st Century Business Podcast. And be sure to subscribe and leave a review if necessary. I'll be back with more insightful discussions on leadership, business, personal development, and sustainability. But until then, remember that delegation is not an escape route. It is creating better focus to do more and maximize time. I am Akpobome Ejiro, and this is me signing off. Have an amazing day.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Akpobome Ejiro.